Welcome to the O Woman Podcast, where we discuss so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries. And we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 88 of the O Woman Podcast. And today, after I've spent the last few days thinking about food and cooking, and my husband and I made a really good soup, I thought it would be really fun to talk about the sexuality of cooking. So first of all, the concept of cooking, or one of the things that goes hand in hand with cooking and sex, is preparing for others and giving. So sex is obviously something that you share with someone else, you're giving to each other, but in cooking, one or both of you, whether or not you're cooking together, if you're cooking by yourself, you're preparing for someone. You're preparing a gift for someone, and it's a gift of nourishment. It's a gift of something that that other person's or and your own body needs. It's very similar to sex. So there's a lot of ways that sex and cooking kind of overlap each other, or the way cooking feels sexual. There's always the classic joke of, someone wearing an apron with nothing underneath, their butts hanging out, you know, or somebody getting spanked with a wooden spoon. So you think about it, there's been that kind of correlation between how cooking is sexy for a long time. I don't really know where that came from, but if you think about it, you can see where that fits in. Eating is a sensual act, if you think about it, or at least it can be. For some people, I think eating isn't sensual at all, but I think for a lot of people, it can be kind of sensual, and that means that the spices and the foods that are involved are going to be innately sensual. I guess one of the reasons why eating is sensual is because it's your mouth doing things, but it's also so enjoyable. If you're eating something that's good, it's delicious, and it kind of makes you... it flushes your body with nutrients. It makes you feel really good and excited and kind of turned on. There's been multiple occasions when my husband and I have eaten a really delicious meal, and then we've just been so like, oh my God, that was so good. It was like sex almost. And sometimes when we have the first tomato sandwiches in the summer, we think we should go have sex now just because there's so many good nutrients in it and it's so exciting. And then on this level too, eating and sex are basic drives of a human, or of any animal. Those are two of the huge things that we as animals need to survive. So you can really see the link, because there's a sense of animalistic desire, animalistic need that comes with both of those things. So since eating is so important to humanity, of course cooking is going to be, at least for a lot of people, or at least the idea of cooking and the way society thinks about cooking, it becomes a very important thing. Another thing that is really sexual about cooking is, I kind of mentioned it earlier, but the outfits that go with cooking. So generally, you're wearing an apron. And the cool thing about an apron is that it doesn't have a back. It's almost like chaps. You know, you joke about how sexy cowboys are, assless chaps kind of a thing. You just wear the chaps and you don't wear anything underneath it. Your butt's going to hang out. That's kind of a nice thing to imagine. Similarly with the apron. So the apron hides some parts of your body while also revealing other parts of your body. So it hides your front. So it's going to hide your crotch from the front. And depending on the type of apron, it might hide your boobs. It might not. Because you could have the aprons that start at the waist, or you could have the aprons that kind of loop around your neck too. Or you might even have an apron that it's low enough for your boob to almost hang out. You never really know. So aprons hide some parts of you, but then they expose other parts of you. So your butt's going to be hanging out in these aprons no matter what. I've never seen an apron that has a wrap around in the back. And so whether or not you're wearing clothes underneath the apron, there's still the idea of part of you is exposed, part of you is covered. So you can really kind of make the connection there that even if for yourself, if you're cooking, that it would be really nice maybe to be naked under your apron. Kind of funny, kind of a tease. I'm sure there are many of you out there that have cooked naked before with an apron as covering, because it's kind of hard to cook, especially bacon and things like that pop without clothes on, you know. But so that's one of the things that makes cooking more sexual is the outfits that go with it. And then also, the things that you use in the kitchen, could be thought of as sex toys, and not for everybody, but for some people they could. So a wooden spoon is one of the classic things you know, people joke about getting spanked with, would be like a wooden spoon. But the wooden spoon is actually a tool that you're using for cooking, and it could also be something that you could use during sexual play. There's when you think of other tasks that humans do, cooking lends itself really well to kind of a sexual feeling that goes with it. Other things that we do, like doing yard work, isn't necessarily going to be sexual, because some of the tools you're using for yard work probably are not going to fit in the bedroom if you chose to take them in the bedroom. They're kind of dangerous and sharp and weird. But cooking is one of those ones where a lot of the things that you have on hand, the spoons and things like that, are things that could be considered sexual, as well as the food that's on the spatula or the food that's on your spoon or whatever it is that you're using to stir, because food is appealing. Food is delicious. Everybody has heard of the chocolate sauce or the whipped cream or something on someone's body that is kind of a sexual fetish thing or a foreplay thing. That's food. The licking of it is sexual, but it's also something you can eat and actually swallow, and it's not going to hurt your body. Another thing that I don't know if people necessarily think of as much, but a lot of what you use in cooking could be used for lube if you wanted to use those things, like olive oil or coconut oil. Vegetable oil you could use, but vegetable oil probably wouldn't be as good for your body. But olive oil is a natural oil for cooking, but it's also great for your skin just anyway. So you could use olive oil for lube. You could use coconut oil for lube. The only thing about coconut oil is it only really melts at a certain body temperature. So if it's chilly in your house, you might need to warm it up first in your hands. It's not going to be a liquid until it gets to a certain point. It's going to be solid. Another thing about being in the kitchen that I think lends itself to being very sexual is the fact that in the kitchen, generally, what you're doing is a hot activity, whether or not it's the summer or not. Still, you are laboring over a heavy, hot stove or dish or something, or oven, and you're working. I mean, cooking is work. Cooking is hard work, and it can be sweaty. And especially if it's in the summer and you're dealing with a stove and an oven and all these things, it can be a really sweaty, hot activity where you can't stop, you can't slow down. There's kind of a movement to cooking where if you stop, you might burn something. You know the pattern of the way things need to go, and you have to keep it up. And that makes you hotter because you can't really stop and take a break. You're going to burn the rice or you're going to burn the whatever. So the fact that you're sweating in the kitchen, I think, is something that is potentially a hot thing. I mean, hot, of course, because it's hot, but also attractive thing, a sexual thing. Activities where people sweat are generally thought of as potentially being sexual, like exercise or, sports or just different things like that. That the sweat on that person's body because they're expending energy can be seen as a really sexual thing. Another thing that I kind of alluded to before that is sexual about cooking is the dance that kind of comes with cooking, is the kind of thing where, you can't stop. You're constantly moving. You're having to stir a dish. You're having to go here and do that. There's a movement, and your body isn't idle. You are very dynamic. You're very kinetic. Your arms are moving. Your legs are moving. They're moving you around the kitchen. You're bending over to get pots. You're doing this. You're rinsing this. It's a fast-paced thing, especially in a restaurant or something like that. But even in your house, when you don't want to burn a recipe, for example, there's a lot of moving and stirring and blending and mixing. And to me, a lot of those things require a certain level of strength. Someone who's a baker, especially, has to be strong because you have to be able to mix some of those intense, heavy doughs. And even if you have an electric mixer, still, it's difficult to do. It requires a smart person to get it all done and someone who can manage their time so you're not burning things. So it kind of shows off a lot of your assets at the same time. And I don't know if this is something that you would think of in the moment, but to me, it seems pretty obvious. You're showing off that you're good at managing your time, that you're smart, you can figure something out, you're creative, because chances are you're not following the recipe exactly, you're having to add this and that and tweak it and change it around. And then It also shows that you're, you know, like I said, that you're physically strong. Some of the things that you do in the kitchen, lifting heavy pots and pans and bending over and doing this is hard work. It wears your body out a little bit. You're tired at the end. So it is a big exercise when you think about it like that. And then at the end of cooking, generally, the reason you're cooking is to share it with someone else. You might be cooking for yourself, and in which case, cooking can still be very sexual because you're really in touch with your body. You're moving. You're using a lot of parts of your body. You're sweating. You're feeling powerful, in my opinion. I feel powerful when I'm cooking. I feel like I'm in charge, like I know what I'm doing. Hey, get out of my way. It's a nice feeling. It isn't a degrading feeling. It's a great feeling, I think. But at the end of the cooking, generally, it's to share with someone else. So the concept of the shared meal is related to cooking, and that is a very sensual, sexual thing. So that you're done running around, you're done cooking, whether you're doing it with your partner or just by, or for them, you know, or you're just doing it by yourself. You get to sit down and take a break and actually relax, which is really nice. It's kind of the calm after the storm. And then you get to eat what it is that you cooked. Another thing that can be sexual about this is the idea of feeding each other. Since we talked about how sexual food really is, and then of course cooking, is you could even feed each other, you know, the classic scene from Lady and the Tramp where they're feeding each other, noodles and, or spaghetti and that kind of thing. But a lot of what is sexual about cooking, I think, is related to that link between the basic human animal drive to have sex and the basic human animal drive to eat. And so the overlap, which, is kind of a bridge. Cooking is kind of a bridge between those two things. Cooking is a physical manifestation of getting ready to eat, you know, preparing a meal. It's very physical. Of course it makes sense that cooking would be sexual because those things overlap. And some people just hate cooking. And that's fair. It's your opinion. But plenty of people love it or enjoy it on occasion. And it's really nice to think of it in that case as something that is sexual because that can make you enjoy cooking even more. If you're cooking for a partner or if you're cooking for yourself, you can sexualize cooking. It doesn't have to slow you down. It doesn't have to change what you're doing, but it can just affect you in that you choose to wear a certain outfit when you're cooking, or you choose to wear no outfit when you're cooking, or you cook something that is going to give you time to have a little wine while you're cooking. You're not going to be racing around, you know. So I just wanted to kind of talk about this a little bit today because the soup we just made was so delicious. Almost, I don't even know, I can't even really describe it, but almost as if it's otherworldly, or you can just taste the nourishment in it, which really feeds your body and relaxes you. And then that kind of leads to being turned on at the same time. So thanks for joining me for the show today. As always, I love talking with you guys. Make sure to check out A Woman Podcast on Facebook and check it out on iTunes. Subscribe, rate the episodes. And you can always email me, Emma at A Woman Podcast, or leave a comment on the website, awomanpodcast.com, with questions or comments or ideas or anything. So that would be great. I would love to hear from you. And I can't wait to talk to you next time. Okay, bye.